beginning current daf, Masechet Chagiga daf Tezayin beginning of the base, beginning to Masechet the beginning of the Gemara. Ere benacham, I will see in the consolation, which says Lishna Kalila. It's a distorted terminology, meaning the Shvu Balashin Katzer, because really it's the bridge version of making an oath. Klim, in other words, what he really meant to say was Vayuchal Liris benacham Masein. I cannot see the consolation of Zayin im loy asazeh if I don't do this. Meaning, even though they're saying Ere benachama, it's like really to say, I will not see the Nechama if I don't kill him. And with Demolay, similarly, we find a kapachas v'ni. I'm going to cut off my son, shalachas v'makabachas v'yisod, that this halacha is cut off in the Jewish people, which is from the Reptaf Meshmaitze de Mardaz, Meperkam de Shabbos de Adafi Zayin Meralov, where what it really means to say is that I'm going to cut off my son if it's not a halacha v'makabachas v'yisod. And with Dugma v'tzin lashmik, we find similarly in the terminology of the Pasuk. B'amid v'yidal v'ulam chayani, but however, I'm alive. It's going to fill up the honor of Hashem, etc. If they're going to see the land of Eretz Yisrael, which again, it doesn't mean if they're going to see, that means to say that they're actually not going to see. Can make this master begin with the Gemara? That if I didn't kill Eid Zayin, which then turned out that he actually was not allowed to kill him, because there was only one person, it has to be both. It's a wonder. Why does the Gemara ask about Hashem ben Mishal Tzadikim? If we find, as the Gemara does ask elsewhere, if we find by the even the animals of righteous people in the Kodesh Baruch, maybe they call Yad Na Kodesh Baruch, did not bring his stumbling on through them. So Tzadikim Matzim LaKodesh, can the righteous all the more so? Because Baruch begin like the Gemara asks this question again. Dav Zayin and Bchulin on the Daf Hema base. So it says you can say is the Lashech like Shuyei. You can't ask this such a question Rakabi Dvar Achila only regarding prohibited food items. The gnai will tzadik be'echol davar iser, because it's disgraceful the righteous person to eat something forbidden. But even, and here we're not talking about eating, we're talking about execution. But moreover, avod davar heter, but something that's permitted to eat, b'shas hisa, even though it's at a time that's forbidden to eat, like parach, that the gemara wouldn't even ask that. L'achil l'parach b'reshun, but the gemara doesn't ask b'reshun, but chavals ma'av, the amad, the gemara tells the kamabas in tavshila, the bubble, that he was saying, oh, how delicious are the dishes here in Bubble, but some of them were in there, so they're treating as Yom Kippur, meaning they were off on the day, and they didn't ask how's that possible, because it's not intrinsically forbidden, it's just that a ton is forbidden to eat. And the Ba'arab B'sachem, and the Kavav Mabez, but Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar'abba, initially he made a mistake with Tom Kavav Abdullah, and he tasted something before Abdullah, Avagav B'sachem Asker, even though the death is by someone choking, but it's not so disgraceful to eat something that's really permitted at a time it's forbidden. And the Gemara doesn't ask that question there either. And tomorrow he's going to die, and just watch, you're not going to have this screaming anymore. Now, why didn't he just say, when I'm not there? Then I can hear the voice, obviously it's me. Why is it after when he's going to die? Because no, to the contrary, they would tell him, know that that one who got executed, he only screams when he's there. When he's not there, he's not going to scream. But now he says that when he's going to die, Shehigabe, that actually, to the contrary, then he'll be with them, because they'll both be in the afterlife. Then he should scream, and by the way, he's not going to scream, it's obviously that was him, and not that one who was executed. Next says, Master begins the Gemara, Avbez Mikomoyga Befne Nasi. Is it possible that the head of the court will rule in front of the Nasi? Which I says that means Haidu Aladin, mean a ruling for judgment. Now, Bishami brings that, and we have this discussion over here regarding which one was he, Abez no Nasi. Shami brings that Amar, that the Shami says, Mandam Yehud ben Tabi Nasi, the one who says Yehud ben Tabi was the Nasi. Then Ubdul Sanjim Masayla, the story with Alexandria supports this. What happened? The people from Shalim wanted to appoint him as a Nasi. But like people didn't accept it. He ran off to Alexandria. The people from Shalim were writing from the great Yerushalayim to the small Alexandria. Until when is my brother going to be? But Yubani Yishev is a gumal, and I'm going to be sitting and bemoaning over him. When Yehud ben Tabi heard about this, he left and he came by boat to Yerushalayim. So obviously Yehud ben Tabi was the Nasi. But the man who told Shem Meshetach Nasi, the one who told that Shem Meshetach was the Nasi, of the Ashkelon Masele, the story of Ashkelon helps. Where Umaisa Kula of the whole story is broad. Shetola Pei Nosh Mechal Shfanias, that he hung 80 women sorceresses. And Sanhedrin, he viewed Rashi bin Muki, and Sanhedrin Mimdam Biz, Rashi brings this whole story in his interpretation, which was because he was a Nasi and he had that responsibility. Next test, Master brings Gemara, Lim Starifna, that I'm not going to join. What does that mean, join? Not like Rashi, it says, Lim Tezacharam, to go after the majority, to nullify the words of Meshaddach, I'm not going to do that anymore, because I see how powerful and insightful are his words. Next test, Master brings Gemara, Dabla B'nei Yisrael B'samach. It says, speak to the B'nai Yisrael, and then to the Samach, so we see it's only the men, not the women. Now, so it says on b'shchita like l'noshem haytam. Or what do I mean to the contrary? Why wouldn't you exclude women from the shchita? Avgav the samak tefillah like krov mismicha, even though actually shchita is closer to that krov than smicha, so it should be more bnei yisrael on the shchita than on the smicha. So it says, yeah, but the habereish kol absulin, but the gemara zvachan ol beizam al marbina noshem shchita. We include women for the shchita. Obviously, they're not being excluded. And the like a luv shchita b'bayim doing the smicha, so we don't learn that shchita has to be done with the bayim just like the smicha. Because they're near each other. No, that who hekesh lahav el drabon, that hekesh we compare. The shchita of the smicha is only rabbinic, and therefore we don't learn that you have to have bailam by the shchita just like you have to have by the smicha. Next, there's not the beginning of the gemara, lasas nacha nas ruach the nashim. Just that we let the women do the smicha is just to give them that satisfaction. Which, as Tosis points out, could go in choice of Bei Mishalem, we're talking about words, they're animals. We're hash to them with the smicha, leaves babam, because now it's at least comparable to we know that smicha has to be with the owner, so if it's the woman's carbon, then we let her do it. Now, Perakamai the Gedushin of Laman Avam Avam Perak Besar Hashan of Laman Gimel Adam Pirush Reed re-explains that Nashim Nidan, our women, in Bois Lasses Mitzvah Seish Van Gerdama, if they want to do a time bound Pasuk Mem, which women are exempt from, Luvarchalein, and to make a brach even on it, Eman Macham Yodam, we're not going to protest, Avagam the Pirush, even though they're exempt, and will they make a brach, but it's not considered a brach in vain, because they're not commanded, and Mechamash Malach, so it sounds like a being from our Sugubi here, we would let them do Mitzvah Seish Van Gerdama, that Namachu even like that of Smicha. Wait, Perash Te'osim, but Shunav Arachti, I also explained it over there in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Lamed Gimel, and there was more lengthy on this discussion.